Whereas Iphigenia et Aulis was very acclaimed by the critics, I think Women of Troy is more kind of less well received, to put it mildly. Charles Spence from The Telegraph accused her of smashing up the classics and saying that Don Taylor's fine translation was brutally cut. And I think that was mainly to do with the dropping of Athene and Poseidon at the beginning of the prologue. Do you think your father would have approved of that or not? I know he said, well, if it works, okay.
Again, he wouldn't have approved of... Well, no, he wouldn't have done it, but... I don't... Partly because I think Dad's favourite thing about Euripides was the savagery of his comedy. He always really wanted to do Helen. And, of course, Mum ended up directing Dad's translation of Helen for the radio, for Radio 3.
Really?
3 years ago, yes, with incredible cast. Francis Barber, Paul Ritter, James Purefoy. And there is some of that really uncompromisingly savage Euripidean wit in the portrayal of the gods in Women of Troy, which I think Dad would have relished. At the same time, I can absolutely see, and he would have seen as well, he would have understood how when you're going for something that's about the brutality of the modern world as uncompromisingly as Katie Mitchell did, you don't want some gods coming in and saying, let's have fun destroying human lives at the beginning, because you know, the message of that production wasn't let's blame it on the gods, it's our fault. And I can understand the cutting of the gods, and Dad would have understood it.